The Land Legacy Report published today includes 228 natural areas in need of protection. It's supposed to be a blueprint for land the state could buy or where it could create conservation easements. For the past month, environmental groups have been lobbying the DNR to add the Crandon mine site to the list. They argue that the Wolf River Basin is on the list and the mine could pollute the Wolf River. Dave Bluen of the Mining Impact Coalition says if the mine is ever built, it would pollute Swamp Creek that flows directly into the Wolf.
Swamp Creek puts in a tremendous amount of water to the Wolf River. And if you don't protect it and you stick mine sites in the middle of it, you're asking for trouble.
But the DNR's Steve Miller says the department is committed to continuing the current mine permitting process. An environmental impact statement is due out this summer. He says while the land near the mine is forested, it doesn't meet the criteria for natural and aesthetic values required for the Legacy Report list. Still, Miller doesn't rule out adding it to the list later.
We knew in the legacy process that we probably may not have caught everything, or people's opinions may change in time, and so the provision to add something in the legacy report is easy enough to do.
The BHP mining company that owns the Crandon mine has put it up for sale, and before the election, Governor Doyle said he'd consider buying the land to protect it if the price was right. Today, he says he's still deeply concerned about the threat the mine poses to the environment, but his top priority is solving the state budget crisis. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.